من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على
people. And the alim said, "Are you crazy? I bring my family here in front of foreign people, he said, what about Zainab alayhi salam? Zainab alayhi salam between the Rijal al-Janib, between Ibn Ziyad and Yazid, this is a great thing. This never happened. And then the majlis was exploding like when they are crying, and it did never happen before that. So it was really great and azeem musibah for Imam Zain al-Abidin. But let's talk a bit about this great Imam Salamullahi alayhi. So how could he reach that sabr? How could he reach that sabr? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi said, in yawmul qiyamah, somebody will call al-Imam Zain al-Abidin from Batman al-Arsh. He will say, where is Zain al-Abidin? And Rasulullah said, كَأَنِّي بِوَلَدِي زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ appears like at that time, زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ. So why he is called زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ? Or why he is called As-Sajjad? As-Sajjad. See, sometimes when you make the sujood, I call you Sajid. You are, for example, making the sujood, but you cannot be called what? Sajjad. Sajjad comes from something that you are what? You take it as a routine. Now you go to your work, you care for something every day about something. And Imam Zain al-Abidin, his routine was what? The sujood. For every, but just the sujood, al-Khawarij also made the sujood, but without knowledge. Sujood al-Imam Zain al-Abidin, alayhi salam, was mixed with three things. Without those things, there is no ibadah, there is no sujood. For example, the reaction with the ibadah, the reaction with the worshipping. Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, when he was like preparing for a salat, when he was doing his wudu, he was shaking. And the people asked him, now if you go and meet somebody who is great, for example, like you, human being, what will happen? There is something you in your heart, right? You will be prepared and you will wear something, and sometimes some people feel afraid. You know what I mean? Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin applied this with Allah Azza wa Jal. In his salat, he was shaking, like Rasulullah al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib. They asked him why, he said, you know, between whom his hands am, you know, standing? Between Allah Azza wa Jal's hands. The Ruwat mentioned a riwayah about him. He had salamullahi alayh children. One of them was like falling in a well. Al-Imam was close to that well. He didn't even hear the crying of his son. And after that, said, what's happening? Your son fell down like in the well. He didn't. He said, I was reciting something with Allah Azza wa Jalla. I didn't feel anything. I felt Allah Azza wa Jalla. He was doing the tawaf, and he was like unconscious. One of his ashab said, he woke him up, and he said, who separated me from my Lord, from Allah Azza wa Jalla? He said, you have Rasulullah, you have Shafa'ah, you have... He said, you know what, إِذَا نُفِقَ فِالصُّورِ فَلَا أَنْسَابَ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَيْنَهُمْ وَلَا يَتَسَأَلُونَ. In the Nafqat al-Sur, in Yawm al-Qiyamah, there is no ansab, no tribes, no relatives. You come with your amal. Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin just teaches that. They know him. I have read in one of the Wahhabiyah's books, they say, وَلَا غَرُ for Ibn Rasul. There is no doubt. He's Zain al-Abidin. He's coming, and everybody knows Imam Zain al-Abidin. So this is one of the things that Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam applied. With the ibadah, there was khushu' for Allah Azza wa Jal. Not just the ibadah, not ruku' and sujood and something like that. And the second thing, Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, there is amal with the ibadah. You know, one of the riwayat, they said, he alayhi salam prayed in the day and night 1,000 rak'ah. But see, Al-Immatu Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and the ulama, sometimes when they are walking, they make the dua. When they Ahlul Bayt, when they were riding horses or something, mules, something, they do the salat. Always. Their tongues will dhikr Allah Azza wa Jal. Amal. There was Amal. One of his relatives was abusing him, abusing Imam Zain al-Abidin. But he went at night and gave him some money and some food. And he didn't know that Imam Zain al-Abidin was helping him. He said, Jazakallah, and Allah will not give the jazak for Zain al-Abidin because he doesn't come to me and help me. And Imam hide that and he never mentioned it. He said, I do that for Allah. This is rahim. If you cut the ilaqah, if you cut this thing between you and your rahim, then it will affect you in your life, your age and everything. So there was amal. Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin applied the ibadah with the amal. If you say this person is abid and there is no amal, then this ibadah is nothing. The third thing, there has to be patience, sabr. Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. He said, As-sabr min al-iman bimanzilat al-ra'is min al-jasad. The patience, the relationship between the patience and the iman, like your head and your body. If you cut your head, what's going to happen? Then you are nothing. As-sabr min al-iman bimanzilat al-ra'is. من الجسد ومن لا صبر له لا إيمان له. If you don't have patience, then زار إيمان. If somebody abuses you and you immediately, you know what? React and do something, there is no. So you have to, why? Because the ibadah is feeling Allah with you. Al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib say, if you don't feel Allah Azza wa Jalla, then He feels you, He knows you. He's with you always. So just fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Then the patience, if you look at Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin is live, you see the real patience. It started with Yawm al-Tuhur. He saw his father and his brothers and some of the ashab, they were killed in front of him. He saw the women there, all the Nisa and the family. They were fleeing around. The Khiyam were burning. Zainab alayhi salam asked, Amma, mada nasna? What are we going to do? He said, Furu ala wujuhikinna fil bayda. Just flee. Rescue yourself. Free yourself from the qiyam. He saw that. In his way to Al-Kufa and Al-Sham, he saw like his ammad and all the nisa. And he was chained like by something. He would call it the jami'a. In front of the nisa. He saw his ammat, he saw that really great. So this is the real sabr. Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin never forgotten that, you know, even though he was patient, but he always see, some of us have said when we brought the food for him, he mixed the food with his tears. Abu Hamza, one of his ashab, he said, Sayyidi, this is not the first time for you. You always killed your, you know. He said, I would bear that. But what about my ammat, my aunts? Al-qatlana ada, this is normal thing. We always murder, we can't bear that. But what about the sabi? I see my ammat in front of my eyes. How can I forget that? So that thing stick with Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin till his death. He never forgot Al-Imam Hussein. One of the great things that they mentioned, Al-Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was walking, and when he became in front of some of the butchers, you know that, we always mention that. Some of the butchers' stores, he heard the butcher talk to his ghulam, the big person who helped him. He said, did you water this? Did you give the water for this sheep? And Al-Imam stopped. And he said, Ma'ashir al-Qasabi, you don't destroy that kibsh, huh? Without giving it. He said, yeah, we never have no result. This is mustahab. And he turned towards Karbala. He said, Abba ya Abba, al-kibsh, la yudbah, hatta yusqal ma'an, you were killed. You know, beside Jabal al-Furat. It's not in the Sahara. It was beside Jabal al-Furat. And you never drink from that water. نسأل الله عز وجل to give you and us عظيم and great أجر for this. You did well, and I was really happy to see that. This is the real Muasab with Ahlul Bayt. نسأل الله عز وجل to make this in our balance in يوم القيامة, and to let us see Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم and his family, and to be with them, and to keep heading in this right way. ونسأله تعالى أن يرحمنا وإياكم وأول أور أموات. ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون. ربنا اجعل هذا في ميزان أعمالنا. ترحم علينا وعلى أمواتنا بمحمد وآله الطاهرين. إلى أرواح موتى المسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والمؤمنات, سيما أمواتكم وأمواتنا وشيعة أمير المؤمنين, رحم الله من يقرأ الفاتحة تسبق الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل على